Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Armament Not Tried. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, we are instructed that there is a certain armor that we are to put on. The armor is instructed or is given by the Lord. The scriptures tell us in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. And then verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God. Now, this armor that the Lord provides for us, this armament that the Christian wears in the battle, is a different type of armament than that which the world uses. However, we learn how this weaponry works for us by looking at how the actual weaponry does work for those who don it. In the book of 1 Samuel, in verses 38 and 39, we have the account of David facing a foe, a giant. And Saul providing some kind of input into David's preparation for the battle that was set before him. Saul armed David with Saul's armor and put on David an helmet of brass upon David's head. He also armed David with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. At this point, he sees, now, something doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. I wonder how he, what was his thinking when the king first said to him, here, put this on, wear this, you'll need this in battle. Was David being courteous to the king and accepting the king's armament? Was he willing to say, well, let me try it at least, but I know it doesn't work. I don't like this stuff. I've never used it in battle. He girded on this sword, and he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. Now, the Christian is in a battle, and the very moment that you became a Christian, from the very moment that you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you gained an arch enemy. You became the target. You became the target of the enemy's cruel, or the object of the enemy's cruel hatred. Now, the devil hates man enough because man was made in the image of God. The devil can't strike out against God, so he strikes out against man who's made in the image of the Lord. So what is it that we're to do when we are faced with a battle? Well, we do not seek after the armament of the world. We reject it. In other words, we don't fight in the manner of the flesh or after the old way, for if the devil were made of flesh, we could get a stick, a gun, a knife, or some other kind of weapon to stop him. But he is not like that. So we're not to be tempted by resorting to even the weaponry that the world uses, sarcasm and lies and slander and covetousness and all of these things that the world uses in fighting against the enemy. The Christian is in a battle. Which battle is the Lord's battle? The armor of the Christian is supplied by the Lord. He does not tell us to learn some kind of weaponry and then use that weapon in a battle. No, he supplies that. He teaches us how to use that. The foe of the Christian is also God's enemy. And the victory for the Christian is done through the Lord's strength. Now, question, as a Christian, have you proved this weapon that the Lord has provided for you? The scriptures tell us in Ephesians that we're to take unto us the whole armor of God, that we must take this and put it on. Have you proved this weaponry? How do you do that? Well, there are small skirmishes all along the way. And if you don't handle those small skirmishes, how shall you stand in the day when the great war, the mighty war, the great battles come in on you? Don't continue to skirt around matters, but learn in the day of training. Watch the Lord work, and you will not be deceived by running to conventional weapons because you don't have a regular type of enemy that you're fighting. We have a unique enemy, and the Lord would have us to be encased in His grace as we oppose the wicked one. The devil was, as Goliath, encased in humanity, but we do not look to the weapons that we have devised, but we trust God's weapons, the Word of God. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.